Let Virgil sing the praises of Augustus, genius celebrate merit, and flattery extol the talents of the great. The short and simple annals of the poor engross my pen, and while I record the history of Floor Ceiling's virtues, though I speak of a poor peasant, I shall describe a noble man. I ask no eloquence to assist me in the task. Modest worth rejects the aid of ornament to set it off. It is impossible, even at this distant period, to reflect without horror on the miseries of that year known in Lower Volga by the name of the Famine Year. I remember the summer, whose scorching heats had dried up all the fields, and the drought had no relief but from the tears of the ruined farmer. I remember the cold, comfortless autumn, and the despairing rustics crowding round their empty barns, with folded arms and sorrowful countenances, pondering on their misery, instead of rejoicing as usual at the golden harvest. I remember the winter which succeeded, and I reflect with agony on the miseries it brought with it. Whole families left their homes to become beggars on the highway. At night, the canopy of heaven served them as their only shelter from the piercing winds and bitter frost. To describe these scenes would be to harm the feelings of my readers. Therefore, to my tale. In those days I lived on an estate not far from Simbirsk, and though but a child, I have not forgotten the impression made on my mind by the general calamity.